on news. G7 ministers losing influence, meet in the Arctic. February 8th, 2010. Iqaluit, Nunavut, Canada. Fried ants officials and a group of seven, G7, came to this tiny Arctic outpost hoping a stage-managed stunt would shift attention from their nation's declining economic prowess. Ditching suits and ties in favor of furs and moccasins, finance ministers and bankers, beard baby seals, ate more meat seasoned with shaved ice, rubbed noses, and conducted business in the Inuit language, which has only none of the words and no way to express numerical quantities. Post-Canadian finance minister Jim Flaherty sold the unusual location as a chance to take the G7 back to its roots of straight bulk among treacherous central bankers from countries that are trying to elbow one another out of the way. But the hoopla may have been a smokescreen for the group's waning power, as officials note privately that developing countries have grown in influence.
Look, the doll heads are running the world now,
said Flaherty.
Ethiopia is like the new Switzerland, eh? More web lover, anyone?
Flaherty seized the opportunity of Canada inheriting the rotating presidency of the G7 to sketch for a conference in the middle of bleeping nowhere, and to snub Russia, China, and India, which had recently been invited as observers. At very informal fireside talks on Friday, Flaherty nevertheless distributed a document that stressed the meeting's relevance, even though no one important was invited and they wouldn't have been able to find it anyway. A highlight of the meeting was a shiver lodge, which is like the notorious sweat lodge, in that the participants are unclothed but provide temperatures well below freezing. British Treasury Secretary Alistair Darling, in cold-induced convulsions, said he believed the meeting was
extremely worthwhile.
But Japan's new finance minister, Naoto Kan, and a senior U.S. Treasury official stated their intention to take important matters to the G20.
I trust people who have ties, and those standing bootings are not ties,
said Kan. However, French finance minister Christine Lagarde said the choice of location was a masterstroke.
Can we trust you, Kan? We're talking a lot, and I hate talking financially.